Doctors nationwide have been weighing in on the gun control debate with the hashtag, #ThisIsOurLane. They're responding to a recent tweet from the National Rifle Association, which admonished the American College of Physicians for deeming gun violence as a public health issue. The NRA's post included the line that doctors should, quote, stay in their lane. KUNR's On Gray spoke with the head of Renown Health, Dr. Tony Slonim, about why he and others are speaking out.
Dr. Tony Slonim is the president and CEO of Renown Health. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you for being here.
Since the NRA chastised doctors to stay in their lane, there has been somewhat of a backlash from a slew of physicians describing their experiences with treating gun injuries, sometimes including graphic descriptions or photos. And they are responding with the hashtag, #ThisIsOurLane. Why do you think the NRA's tweet galvanized so many doctors?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons. As we like to talk about in the American Association of Physician Leaders, all physicians are leaders in one way or another. And so this is particularly an important topic for physicians to take a leadership role, regardless of how they may have been segmented in their clinical discipline. So while there are doctors who are surgeons and doctors who are interns and doctors who are pediatricians, we know that gun violence affects patients of all kinds of characteristics. And so I think for physician leaders, this has been a pivotal conversation that level sets all doctors across their clinical specialties.
And then you also were vocal on social media. In November, you tweeted, as a physician, I took an oath to preserve life. It's also our obligation as physician leaders to make sure that we're standing up for our patients. Smart gun ownership matters. This is our lane. Why did you decide to jump into this politically charged conversation?
As a physician and a public health professional myself, this is a public health crisis. And you can only sit on the sidelines for so long before you influence and persuade people that you have a real problem on your hands. This is affecting communities across the nation, regardless of their socioeconomic status. And it's affecting people who are, as we've seen in major examples, of all ages, not the traditional place where we expect to see gun violence in the middle of the night in some shady corner of the city. It's impacting people who are going to concerts and doing their normal daily activities like attending school. And we've got to do something that addresses this national crisis.
Do you think that doctors, especially trauma surgeons, being really on the front lines of caring for patients with gun injuries, that their stories and their experiences carries a lot of weight? Do you think that that will make an impact on our nation looking at gun control issues a little bit more carefully?
I think that there is a face and a name that is very personal when you're a physician and you see someone who's impacted as these trauma surgeons have in their careers. I am, by background myself, a pediatric intensive care doctor and have unfortunately attended to children as young as 4 years of age who have been shot because of inadvertent gun use. Those images stick in your brain for the rest of your life. And I think that's one of the reasons why it was time for me to say, I had had enough and wanted to get engaged in the conversation. No one should ever see that. No child should ever be affected.
Do you think there are risks for doctors speaking out and wading into the conversation about gun control in this country?
I think potentially there are. No one can predict where people will go as they have pent up frustration on either side of this issue. And so I think that there certainly is a calculable risk about some person who might go rogue and impact the life of a physician who's speaking out on this issue. At the same time, you can't allow the rogue actor to hold you back from doing the right thing, which is to make sure that we're speaking out on behalf of people who may not be able to speak for themselves when they are affected with gun violence.
Dr. Tony Slonim is the president and CEO of Renown Health. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.